The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
And we're joined in the studio by Conor Pope, Pricewatch at RTE.ie. Now, what we're going to do, Conor, is I'm going to read out our problem today that came into Pricewatch. You're going to give us a brief bit of it, then I'm going to take another commercial break, and then you can finish it off.
Okay.
I'm saying that for myself, and I'm saying it for you and for our listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is obviously, we only got it in today because it's to do with Thomas Cook. Conor, Pricewatch, Ray, I have two trips to Anfield to see Liverpool play, and we booked with Thomas Cook Sports. This was the only way we could get tickets. The tickets are for a home game against Spurs at the end of October and a home game against Napoli in November. The tickets are for me, my wife and children, and we paid more than £1,500 sterling for them. We bought the flight separately. Where do we stand today?
Now, this is actually quite interesting because there's been an awful lot of talk about Thomas Cook over the last 12 or 14 hours since it emerged that the company was going into liquidation and it was ceasing to exist. And that has stranded tens of thousands of people at holiday destinations all over Europe. It has seen tens of thousands of people having their holidays cancelled. But this is a very specific problem, and it's a problem that I suspect will impact quite a few people in the Republic of Ireland who maybe have gone under the radar in recent hours, because the focus in the early days of a story like this tends to be on what's going to happen to the people who are overseas.
Repatriate the people,
You know, there was talk about the biggest repatriation effort in peacetime in England, and it all sounds very dramatic. And in fact, it has been very dramatic over the last 12 hours, because the company is, I think, if it's not the oldest, it's certainly amongst the oldest tour operators in the world. And it was one of the very, very first companies to start bringing people on package holidays anywhere, because you must remember the tour operating business is effectively less than 50 or 60 years old. But that company, Thomas Cook, was 178 years old. So it's a big deal.
Okay.
Now, I know we can't actually go into the specifics of the problem
yet. There's the context. I'm going to take a commercial break and we'll get your answer after this.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
51551 ray@rte.ie. Now, Conor Pope is with us. Thomas Cook. This family have booked two weekends to see their favourite team, Liverpool, playing. One at the end of October against Spurs, and then in November against Napoli.
And they've spent €1,500. Now, yeah, that's not just for the tickets, to be clear. And it's for a family of two adults and I think two kids or three kids. And it also covers hotel rooms.
As the two weekends?
It's two different weekends.
Yes,
and I think one of them is a midweek. So
right,
it's not that the tickets cost that much money. Now, the travel operator, this is actually a big business was a big part of the Thomas Cook business. And it's been advertising trips to the Italian Grand Prix, to the Barcelona, the new camp, and to the England cricket tour of South Africa. It also sells packages to Chelsea, Tottenham Hotspur, Manchester City and Manchester United.
So that's a lot of Irish
would be booking. Particularly, I would imagine that the two or three big clubs for Irish people would be Liverpool, Manchester United and Arsenal. So that would be a part of the business. Now, I've just picked two of those clubs. Both Liverpool and Manchester United have been all over this, as you can imagine, in the last 6 or 7 hours, because it's big business. They're very used to dealing with fans, and they're not like a lot of enterprises, which sometimes dealing with people is a chore for them. So, for instance, Manchester United have confirmed that Thomas Cook had been its chosen travel partner and said that they had pre-sold a small number of tickets and hospitality for some matches this season, along with travel packages to some of their away European games. And what they're saying is that as soon as they became aware of the insolvency, now this is Manchester United, so it's not really our listeners' problem, I'll come to that in a second. As soon as Manchester United became aware of the potential insolvency, it had started to work through contingency plans, and they'll endeavour to contact affected Manchester United fans who had booked direct. So they're going to take control of the issue themselves. And for its part, Liverpool have issued a statement, and they said that they are also aware that Thomas Cook has ceased trading, and it said it sells around 360 packages for each of its home games. So that's 360 people who are in the same position as our listener. It says that it's currently assessing the impact that Thomas Cook going out of business is going to have, and once it has got its head around exactly what it means for its business, it's going to be contacting those customers directly. So, I can't speak for these big clubs, but when you think you're talking about a relatively small number of tickets, and it may be that what the clubs do is they step in and say, okay, we're going to honour these tickets even though we haven't got the money from Thomas Cook. But that still leaves two different... And they may not do that. But, you know, if they have any sense, that's what they would do.
Legally?
They wouldn't be under any obligation to do that. Because
but legally, what's going to happen? What happens when a company goes bust?
Well, this is the thing. Now, there are avenues that our listener can travel down to try and get some kind of recompense. I mean, when a company goes bust, when it ceases trading, that's it. The holiday is effectively gone. Now, if you've booked a package holiday, you're covered by the UK's bonding system, which operates much the same way as the Irish travel agent's bonding system, and it's called ATOL. And if it was a package holiday that had the flights, accommodation and all the rest included, you'd get all your money back. And that's the end of the story. It's all done and dusted. But with this kind of scenario, which they've booked their flights independently, they have their accommodation as part of the package and they have their tickets as part of the package, they could argue that it is a package holiday and as a result they would be entitled to a full refund. But that they would have to argue that case. Now, in this case, imagine a scenario whereby Liverpool give them the tickets, they still wouldn't have their accommodation sorted. So what they would have to do, and this is where it gets somewhat complex, because we've talked about the whole chargeback process before. When you go to your credit card company and you say, I've paid for this with my credit card, I haven't got the service as promised, and then a process starts, a machine starts rolling, and ultimately you'd get your money back. It's going to be more complicated for people if they have their flight sorted. That's one element. Completely irrelevant to this story. If they get their tickets but they don't get their accommodation, they would have to try and get the money back for their accommodation. Okay. So it would be more complicated. But at this stage, we don't know what's going to happen because it's really, right now, for want of a better phrase, the ball is in the courts of all the big football clubs. But it is going to impact hundreds of potentially Irish people.
Hopefully it works out. We were talking about plastic bags and I was presented with a compostable plastic bag option yesterday for 89 cent. One of our listeners says, I think those compostable bags, while good for the environment, are a rip-off. There has to be a huge profit margin. I buy compostable bags from my food bin and depending on the brand, they're only a few cent each. Why not buy a pack of them on your emergency shop and keep the rest of them for lining your bin? Well, Nora Owen pointed out that the compostable bags that you buy for 89 cent are stronger than those. You wouldn't be able to bring your shopping home in that. Try shopping in my local supermarket. They use the old style flimsy plastic bags and don't charge. Neither do any Chinese takeaways in this area, says Jerry. And a refuse collector specifically requests us not to use those compostable bags as they clog up their machinery, says Jerry and Tralee. Where's the 22 cent bag gone?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, the 22 cent bag was one of those rare moments when Irish people were delighted to pay a tax because the tax was ring-fenced for so-called environmental issues. And what it saw was a dramatic decline in the use of plastic bags amongst Irish people because we just hated the notion of giving people money unnecessarily. So the 22 cent plastic bag tax was a brilliant initiative that was rolled out more than 15 years ago. It started to lose its way a little bit in 2008, I think, when Dunn Stores got into a dispute with the tax man over the plastic bags and how it was collecting the money. So it just said, right, fuck that, we're not going to have any plastic bags anymore. We're only going to have these bigger bags, and they price those bigger bags at something like 79 cent for the bigger, stronger bags, and they dress them up as bags for life. Now the reality is I, and I suspect many of your listeners, have a billion bags for life in our houses because we never have them when we need them. So Super Value followed suit and got rid of its 22 cent plastic bags and it started selling these so-called bags for life at again 79 cent. Recently Marks & Spencer got rid of its plastic bags and it only has the bigger bags and again they cost 79 cent. Now the 79 cent is important here because if a retailer sells a bag for less than 70 cent, it becomes liable to pay the 22 cent tax.
Right.
If it sells a bag for more than 78 cent, for more than 70 cent, it's not liable to pay it. So all the money that it gets for a 79 cent bag goes to the retailer. If it was to sell a bag for 70 cent, it would have to give 22 cent of that to the taxman.
Which is ring-fenced for environmental
issues. Environmental issues. So this notion, and I don't mean to be hard on Super Value, but the idea that they would price the compostable bag at 89 cent is ludicrous. The bags don't cost 8 cent to make. Yeah. So they are making a huge... And I'm not saying they're not making a huge profit. Let's face it. They're not going to have an IPO based on this. But they're making money by exploiting people's desire to be more environmentally conscious. And I think if a good retailer would say, we'll give you the compostable bags for 19 cent or we'll give it to you for cost.
Yes.
And that way they would be helping the environment. they wouldn't be profiting from this desire to help with the environment, and we'd all be winners. But instead, what you're seeing is 89 cents, which I think is too dear. But I can imagine that they won't be listening to me, and I can imagine all the other retailers will be listening
Follow
to them
suit.
And they'll think, oh, that's a bit of, that's handy. Now again, I don't know how much their compostable bags cost, but as you say, if you can
they don't
buy
have
a,
to tell us either, do they?
Not at all. But if you can buy a roll of compostable bags, albeit of slightly less solid structure, if you can buy them for like a euro, I'm sure they're getting them at a pretty good deal, and I'm sure they're not costing anything close to the 89 cent of the charge.
No, they're not. Okay, Conor, thanks very much. Pricewatch at rte.ie if you want Conor to grapple with any of your consumer issues. We'll talk to you next Monday. Thanks, Conor. Pope.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.